All right. I am DJ Eddie Mack, here part of the Beaver Den Sessions. And joining me for an interview is Max Merlin, also known as Chapstick Radford. Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you on. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. Or Alex. Ah, my bad.
Oh, you're good.
There's Andrew right underneath you watching too.
So one thing I was kind of curious about is when did you start making music?
I've always kind of made some extent. When I was a little kid, I used to just play our piano at home. But I'd say I started like actually writing songs and stuff probably my sophomore year of high school. And then started putting it out, I think, like sophomore year of college. So this is my fourth year now. So I don't quite know the math. It's been a couple years since I started putting it out. But
that's a pretty big gap from when you started making to when you started releasing. What kind of inspired you to start releasing the music that you'd been making for so long?
I kind of just made music as just a way to, just a creative outlet. I'd like to just kind of keep all aspects of my mind just kind of working, you know?
Yeah.
So I never intended to put it out or share it with anyone. But I did end up just kind of like showing my friends some songs that I made, and they're like, oh, you should put that out. I would listen to that. And so I just kind of decided one day I might as well just post it on SoundCloud, and got some good feedback and just decided to keep going. It's been weird to actually share with people, but it's been cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I personally really like your music a lot, so I'm glad that you decided to start sharing with people. How has your music changed, like from high school, from you starting to make music in sophomore year to where you are now here, your fourth year at OSU? Like, how has it changed?
That's a good question. I don't even know how to answer. I feel like when I started making music, so truth be told, in high school, there was these kids that would go around and freestyle at lunch. They would have these freestyle battles. And I always thought yeah. Like, oh, I could totally do that. Like I just wanted to go up one day and like challenge one of them to a freestyle. And so that's kind of where I started like writing verses and stuff, as opposed to just like cute little songs. So back then it was a lot more like rap focused, I think. And I was just focused on like getting rhymes out and writing verses and stuff.
Right.
And I'd say nowadays I'm a lot more like conceptually focused. Like I've never like put together a project per se. So I'm more thinking about like, okay, what kind of themes can I bring into tracks? What kind of actual like substance can I bring? And then at the same time, I feel like I pull from different influences, and I really try and incorporate more like melodic and interesting different things than just rap.
Yeah,
so I'd say these days it's a little more thought out, maybe.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. It sounds like it's really evolved a lot, honestly.
Wow, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I guess one thing I'm curious about is where your influences come from. Like, what influences you?
So I've got a wide range of influences, I'd say. I think one of the bigger ones, might be obvious, might not be, but Mac Miller, he's a big influence on me. Really liked his music, and you know, wish he was still around to be making more music. But I tend to be a pretty lyrical guy. Like, I really appreciate lyrics and songs. So people like Bob Dylan are big for me. John Prine is huge. But then like Kendrick Lamar is also a huge influence, and J. Cole are also big for me. But I also like to listen to like Latin jazz. Buena Vista Social Club is one of my favorite groups ever, and it's just something I grew up with at home. So I like to just pull from everywhere. I don't know if my music taste really has a single lane. It's just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. That is a lot of range. That is, I mean, and that's great. I played some of your songs for my roommates yesterday, and immediately they were like, this sounds like Mac Miller. They were like, he sounds like Mac Miller. Wow. Wow, and so I definitely could tell that that's, I thought you were maybe going to say that that was one of your influences, because really comes out in your music.
Well,
and that's a special thing.
I'll take it. I'll take that all day. That's awesome.
So as a student, how does that affect you? How does that affect you as an artist and as a musician?
Oh, it's tough. I keep thinking to myself, like, oh, if I could go back in time, I wish I'd just picked business instead of mechanical engineering, because I'd never have enough time to make music. But at the same time, I think it's been a good thing, because I've been so busy with school, and because I haven't just been able to sit down and make music whenever I want to, I feel like, I don't know, I have more of an appreciation for the time that I do make music. So a lot of times when I go back home, I'm from LA, so I'll go back home and work with my buddy who's making music, and it makes those sessions so much more like important. And I don't know, I just tend to feel like I need to get something done, as opposed to just waiting around for inspiration to hit me, which I think is a good thing for me, you know.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
But no, it's a balance with school and time management. And that's still something I'm figuring out how to do.
Yeah, that was probably my biggest guess there.
Struggle.
Yeah, the balance, that's something you got to find. That's something I have struggled finding just as a student alone. All right, so one thing that I'm curious about is if you have any outside influences, like people around you maybe that give you a different perspective when you're making music.
I mean, so I do kind of just show a lot of my friends my music, and I do post it and stuff, but when I'm working on new stuff, I do show people and try and see what they think about it. I think, interestingly, and not to like toot my own horn or anything, I think it's easy for people to just be off the bat like complimentary of the music and not really share any sort of criticism. So I appreciate it when friends are like, oh, hey, man, that's not my favorite track of yours. Or I really don't like the hook. I don't think, maybe you should rework that. Or, you know, maybe this word doesn't sit right or something like that. So
yeah,
I think as far as outside influences and friends, a lot of times it is just, it's them rooting me on, which is great and feels awesome. And you know, I'm trying to manifest like whatever sort of good energy I can there, but at the same time, I appreciate when friends come in and say, hey, you know, maybe I didn't like this part of it, you know?
Yeah, I can totally see that. It gives you something to work with. So earlier, you mentioned that you played the piano when you were younger. Is that the only instrument you play, or is it just the piano?
Yeah, I'm not super great at any instrument. I picked up piano kind of by ear. So I've got a few like key songs, and my family will always kind of poke fun at me for only knowing the intro to a song. And then I just move on to another intro that I want to learn. I play a little bit of ukulele, but that's about it. I mean, I did take, you know, shouts out to Oregon State University. I took a Native American flute here. So I have American flute, and I can kind of play a couple tunes on that, but that's about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So do you incorporate any of that into your music, or where does the music come from? Do you create it digitally, or?
Yeah, most of it is produced like through some sort of digital audio workspace.
Yeah.
I have a good friend from back home, Tommy Kaplan. He goes by Heartsook, and he produces a lot of the tracks that I do. But the more that I've done music and the more connections I've made, I've just met more producers and I've got tracks that way. I don't do a ton of production on my own. It's something that I'm dipping my feet into, but I haven't had that audio workspace at all to work with until really recently. So that is something I'm dabbling in, but I don't think I'm at the level. I'm not at the level where I want to like put my vocals on something I've made, because I don't think,
yeah,
maybe that's self-deprecating, but I don't think I'm quite there yet.
No, I know what you mean. One thing that I've been wondering is, when did you come up with Chapstick Radford? When did you get that name? Is it a family name or how did you come up with that?
I thought you'd probably ask that. So it's Max Rapp and so my last chap. That was like one of the first rhymes I ever wrote. And it stuck. I mean, my lips are always chapped, so that's where Chapstick comes from. And that's awesome. And then the Radford part, I mentioned my buddy Tommy earlier, who goes by Hartsook as his producer name. And that's because those were our crossroads back home. We were on Radford and Hartsook. And so he said he's going to go by Hartsook. And I was like, oh, well, Chapstick's already taken. So I need to add something to it. And Chapstick Radford kind of has a little ring to it. So
it does have a ring to it. It flows. When I think about the music that I listen to, I mean, a lot of it is greatly influenced by what I grew up listening to, what my parents listen to, what my grandparents listen to, what was on in the car. Do you feel similarly? Like, do you think a lot of your influences had to do with what you grew up listening to?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mentioned a little bit ago, Buena Vista Social Club being something I grew up with. For sure. My parents listened to a lot of like classic rock. And, you know, a little bit of country as well. Like whenever I would drive in the car with my dad, he would have probably like 5 or 6 CDs in there. So there was always some Johnny Cash playing, maybe the Buena Vista Social Club, those key artists that kind of stick with me.
Yeah.
I don't know if they definitely do have a big influence on me. But at the same time, like in middle school and high school, like music that friends would show me as well. That's kind of how I got more into rap and stuff, through just friend groups as opposed to family.
Right. Oh, that's pretty neat. All right. So as you're coming up here on your fourth year, what's next for you? What's next for Chapstick Radford?
Well, knock on wood, I'm doing mechanical engineering. I won't be finishing that this year. I'm planning on going to Germany with this program that the school offers called the Atlantis program. Mm-hmm. So it's a dual major program where you get a mechanical engineering degree from Oregon State and then a material science degree from Saarbrücken in Germany. Hopefully I'll be spending a year there and then coming back and finishing my mechanical degree here. But that's a little up in the air right now because, you know, to throw a little bit of shade, OSU Go has not approved the program yet, and we're 6 weeks away. So if they hear this, you guys should let us know some information. But yeah, we'll see. If that doesn't happen, then I'll just be here in Corvallis finishing my mechanical degree and probably looking for an internship or something.
Nice. And what about musically? What are you feeling musically?
Good question. So I've been working with my roommates. I got JP Miska and Aspen Eagle who live with me. Aspen plays the drums. JP plays bass and guitar. And then we also have a friend named Mitch Glad down in Eugene who plays killer keys. And so we've been working on a little project that we're calling Bonus Fries. And we're going to hopefully be putting that out sometime towards the end of June. I almost slipped and said release date that I'm not super sure about yet, so I won't say it. But yeah, so Bonus Fries, you can look forward to that. And then as far as Chapstick is concerned, there's stuff in the works, but I don't have any like solid rollout plans for anything. I want to focus more on putting a project together, but I think I'm at a point right now where I just need to just kind of keep the noodle working and just put out singles as much as I can. Because I don't know. I feel like as far as like my following is concerned, it's not like anyone's expecting a big album from me. Right. So I feel like I just put music out, you know, let it fall on whatever ears it falls on and just keep moving from there, you know?
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Well, it looks like the Chapstick fans out there can look forward to Bonus Fries maybe late June this summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for doing this interview. Thanks for being here.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to you. It's been nice to learn a little bit more about the history of Chapstick Radford.